bless Father, infinite in grace, source of eternal joy, thou leads our hearts to that blessed place where rest without alloy. Hymn 178.
Blessed Father,
love for us, that love that in some way we do comprehend now, some small way, and in that coming day we'll fully understand and see thy love for us in giving thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. We thank thee, thou hast given us thy word, and thy Holy Spirit to guide us in thy word. So we just pray that as we're gathered here, be encouraged, be warned, because thou seest the need for each one of us. Thou knowest the need. So we just pray for a blessing for each one here, for those of us who are older, for our children and grandchildren, for our young people that are here. We just pray that there may be something for each one. That thou just bless this time together, especially in this meeting before us, but throughout the time that we're here together. So we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This afternoon, I'd like to just read a few scriptures, make a few comments, and sit down. And maybe the Lord has something else for another brother. The book of Exodus. The book of Exodus. Chapter 33 and verse 12. Exodus 33, verse 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and show mercy, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel 47, verse 1. The book of the prophet Ezekiel 47, verse 1. Afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. And he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters were to the knees. And he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, the waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 11. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them which are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Revelation, I think it's the last chapter. Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a river. And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. God's word speaks for itself. And there's very few words I want to say this day other than that. We're going to see him face to face in all of his glory. The one who left from the palace of his glory, from the home of joy and love, came the Lord himself to save us. He would have us there above. Trembling, we had hoped for mercy, some lone place within his door. But the crown, the throne, the mansion, all were ready long before. God has waited. God is not willing that any should perish. Moses wanted to see his glory, and he stood on that rock. That rock was Christ. Ezekiel there, the waters flowed to his feet and to his knees and to his loins. And then it was something he could swim in. Here, the pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceedeth out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Can we explain it all? Can we understand it all? Can we break it apart and understand the pieces? No. We sang that beautiful hymn, God's Glory. It transcends our understanding. But we have the gospel of the glory of God. We live in a world dying in their sins, facing judgment. And we have a wonderful message of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can enjoy, we can look at him, we can speak of him, we can share him. And one day soon, we will be with and like him forever.